You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And good morning. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 6:53. It is Monday morning, September the 22nd of 2025. Bit of a dreary start here in north central Wisconsin. Here at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, it is 62 degrees under some light rain. It should be one of these kind of days. There'll be some showers, patchy fog, chance of thunderstorms, high of around 70. In fact, the temperatures will stay in the low to mid 70s pretty much throughout the week. Bit of a wet start, but then things will dry out and it'll be pretty nice for most of the week. In fact, right through the weekend as well, with lots of sunny skies from basically Wednesday right through the end of the weekend. So something to look forward to. I have not really had that dose of fall all that much yet, but try to brighten things up. The weather is a little bit like, I think, Packer fans this morning. And, of course, heard from Pat Kreitlow earlier talking about the difficulties for Green Bay this weekend. Packers fell 13-10, letting one get away, to say the least, against the Cleveland Browns. It looked like they were on their way to a fairly simple win. It was not an easy win, but a simple win, as Cleveland had not scored until basically late in the fourth quarter. But then Packers just self-destructed and fall to 2-1 on the season. They'll be back in action coming up on Sunday night. Travel to Big D, take on the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. I am Chad Holmes. Ian Welsh across the way behind the glass. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
I know.
It was a sad day. Well, no. Well, actually, it's a good day for the Brewers fans because they did lose the game yesterday. However, the Cubs lost yesterday, too. So the Brewers have now clinched the playoffs.
That is right. They clinched the National League Central Division Championship for a third straight year.
So way to go, Brewers.
So 1 week remaining in the regular season. Now the Brewers will try to secure the best record in baseball, try to have home field advantage right through the World Series, hopefully get that far. But final days, and then next week, of course, the playoffs will begin. The Brewers will get a little time off because they won't have to be part of that best-of-three wild-card round, so that's good news. That's where they got tripped up last year. So
yeah,
very good for the Brewers to be in this situation and hopefully be able to make a deep run and try to get to their first World Series since 1982. 43 years since the Brewers were in their one and only World Series. I remember that World Series.
It's a long time.
In fact, I went to the final regular season home games that year down in Milwaukee at County Stadium. It's very, very cold, much colder than it is these days when they faced the Baltimore Orioles. And then they went on the road for their final week of the season, almost blew it. They had a three-game lead with four games to go going to Baltimore. They lost the first three games and then won the final game, a winner-take-all game where Robin Yount hit a couple of home runs to help the Brewers win that one. Then, of course, they beat the California Angels in five games after falling behind 2-0 in the American League Championship Series. And then the heartbreak of falling to the Cardinals in 7 games in that World Series. So still looking for that first ever World Championship. And hopefully this will be the year in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
By the way, did you have the move in? Did everything go smoothly for your center stage production that will be coming up later this week at the Grand?
Yes. Yesterday was the move-in and day for center stage, and it was a very productive. We were able to, you know, get through what we needed to work on because we had to be out of the Grand Theater at a certain time. We stayed productive. We had lots of fun, and we supported each other because, you know, Tech Week is very hard for any actor, a tech week is like the big, you know, stress test when it comes to theater. You can make it through tech week, you can make it through anything. But no, yesterday was very productive with the load-in, and then we got to perform an honor flight at 4 o'clock yesterday, and that went very well as well. And then after that, we had our first sing through of the group numbers with the full band, and the full band sounds incredible. If you've never heard the center stage band before, I'll come to the shows this weekend, and you will be very impressed.
Very good. And we'll talk more about the center stage productions coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. On Wednesday, a couple members of the center stage ensemble will be with us here on this program. Mm-hmm. Also tomorrow morning, we'll be joined by Jim Force from the curling club here in Wausau. Nice. The start of a new season for curling, and of course we have such a fantastic facility, the Wausau Curling Club. And we'll also tomorrow have a interview from the Marathon County Literacy Council on the upcoming adult spelling bee. So plenty coming up tomorrow, and then Wednesday we'll talk again about the event with the center stage coming up this weekend at Grand Theater in Wausau. Later on this week as well, here on this program, on Thursday, we'll be talking to Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater. And, of course, on Friday, we'll get ready for the weekend with Newman Catholic High School football coach Paul Micklege, Wisconsin Sports Weekend Preview. So all that coming up this week here
busy
on
week,
the program.
I like it.
Yep, absolutely. So today we got some things to talk about. We'll be back with our next WXCO Morning Report segment at 7:22. Then we'll be back at 7:52 and 8:22 as well. Of course, we'll have our number for the day quiz with Ian in the final moments of the 8:22 segment.
Start of a brand new week. Hope I can do better than last week. It wasn't bad last week.
Not bad.
But I can do better.
Coming up top of the hour, news update, news, weather, and sports information updates at the top and bottom of every hour here on 98.9 WXCO. And then after that, it is back to Pat Kreitlow. More to come. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. It's almost 7 o'clock. Good morning from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 7:23. Some light rain here in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 62 degrees. Chad Holmes along with Ian Welsh. And today is an anniversary. It was 1 year ago today, on September the 22nd of 2024, that Wausau Mayor Doug Dinney removed the Dropbox.
It's officially been a year, hasn't it?
It has been 1 year. It's a one-year anniversary. And if you want to check out a complete write-up of what happened on the last 365 days, Eric Fonts of Wausau Daily Herald and WausauDailyHerald.com has a story today. Basically a rundown of what's happened over the past year. And the thing about it that I would have hoped that we would have as part of any one-year rundown story is ultimately what the decision that would be made in terms of whether or not the mayor had the right to do this, because the mayor said that he had the right to do this. A lot of other people said, no, you don't have the right to do this. But in the end, we're still going in terms of investigations.
We're still talking about it.
Well, I mean, we have to talk about it because we haven't got a decision yet.
Exactly.
It was 1 year ago where the mayor, as a put on his hard hat, put on his vest, and brought out the dolly and took the Dropbox from its location outside of City Hall into his office on the second floor of City Hall. The mayor said that it was unsecured, so anybody could grab it and throw it into the river, he said. And that led to already very quickly some pushback. He kept it in his office for just over a week. And then 8 days later, the Dropbox was put back to where it needed to be. And since then, it has just been investigation after investigation, but nothing really occurring yet. It started back on October the 3rd. Wisconsin's Department of Justice's criminal investigation announced it would lead an investigation into the matter. We've seen Wausau residents file a complaint both against the mayor and then against other members of the city staff. We had the Wausau Ethics Board continuing to meet and continuing to have issues.
Yeah.
The Ethics Board has had folks whose terms have expired during the time frame that the last year has occurred. We have not had the new members that were nominated by Doug Denny put onto the board. We have Eric Toney, the former Republican candidate for state attorney general, the current Fond du Lac County district attorney, named as a special prosecutor back on August the 14th, so just over a month ago. He is now leading the investigation for the state into the mayor's actions. According to Eric Fonce's story at WausauDailyHerald.com, the Herald did reach out at the end of last week to see, where do we stand? What's going on here?
Yeah.
But Eric Toney did not respond to the Wausau Daily Herald to provide an update on the investigation. The Ethics Board has had meetings. They've asked for testimonies. They've had some people give testimonies. They've had other folks, including a couple of I would call important witnesses, city attorney.
Key witnesses.
Yeah, city attorney Ann Jacobson, Caitlin Bernardi as well. Excuse me.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, but didn't the mayor want to dismiss the case a couple of times and it didn't happen?
Yes.
Or am I wrong about that?
Yep. He's wanted this to be dismissed. I have to say I'm disappointed in Caitlin Bernardi and Ann Jacobson for not sitting down for questioning from the mayor's lawyer, because that's part of the process. The mayor has the right to have his attorney questioned as part of discovery, some of the witnesses as well.
Trying to get all sides of the case here. I mean, we have to hear from both sides and then come to a fair, you know, hopefully fair decision, but it just seems like it's been a delay after a delay and just complications. And to me, it seems like the longer we wait, the less important it becomes, which is not a good thing.
The Ethics Board has rescheduled its hearing on the matter for October the 10th at 10 a.m., the board will hold its next meeting on October 3rd to consider any further pre-hearing motions, establish a procedure for carrying out the hearing as well. I just think that we need to find out whether or not the mayor is correct or the folks who think the mayor is not correct are right, because we need to have this decided, whether or not the mayor did anything wrong or not, and if there should be consequences or not, because we will have another election coming. We will have another election with a Dropbox. We need to know what is allowed and what is not allowed. And again, I think the length of this is not good. The good news is, according to Eric Fonce, again in his story, the Wisconsin Department of Justice could complete his investigation at any time, so that would be a good thing. But again, I question the idea of having this. I get frustrated because whenever there's a special counsel, it always seems to be a Republican. It's a Republican that will investigate a Democrat. It's a Republican that will investigate a Republican. It does not seem right to me, but that's just my opinion. So the time is 7:29, 62 degrees here on this Monday morning, September the 22nd. Mm-hmm. 1 year anniversary of the Dropbox removal by the mayor of Wausau. Coming up, it is the bottom of the hour news update. We'll get a look at the news, weather, sports, the farm report coming up as well. And then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. And good morning once again, everyone. The time is 7:53. Dark, wet, damp start here on this Monday morning. Monday morning, the 22nd day of September of 2025. It is currently 62 degrees here in downtown Wausau at our downtown studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. I am Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You only got a couple of minutes, about 6 minutes to go, to get involved for the first chance to win in the Go for the Green and Gold statewide, actually multi-statewide text-to-win contest here on Civic Media. It's going on this week and next week, and there are all sorts of chances for you to win. We run the contest in the 7 a.m. hour this hour. You'll have another hour at 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and even 7 p.m. So seven different chances to get the app out, use the keyword, text it, and your chance to win. So again, this is a multi-state contest as Civic Media now in multi-states, and a chance to win a grand prize and also a daily prize. The daily prize is $200 cash and gold-plated chain jewelry. Nice. So a prize every day. So if you can sign up every hour, more chances to win that daily prize. Again, $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, you'll be involved in the grand prize drawing, two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay versus Minnesota on November the 23rd at 12 noon. Plus, a gas card to get you the game and $50 value. Our grand prize in our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming of Winterberg. It is our WXCO sponsor for the Go for the Green and Gold, Ho-Chunk Gaming in Winterberg. Thanks to them for being part of this contest as well. But get the app out right now, because your keyword for this hour is new, N-E-W. You have until the end of this hour, 7:59:59, to text the word new. So all you have to do is open up your Civic Media app and then click on the 98.9 WXCO part of the app.
Please.
And you'll see different choices. You can listen to us live, you can call us, and you can text us. Just click the text button. And then all you have to do is click and then type in new, and then also give us your first name and where you're listening, because if you're the winner, we want to be able to say specifically to you congratulations. So
yes, we do.
So send in the keyword number one, new, N-E-W, add your name and where you're listening to us from, and then you'll be part of the daily drawing. And we would encourage you to listen at 9 o'clock and then 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7, because each of those hours, there's a different keyword. So new is only good until the end of this hour, again, coming up in just a few minutes. But the more times you enter, the better chance you have to win the daily prize, and then, of course, better chance of winning that grand prize as well. And this will be going on throughout this week and next week as well. More chances to win with the goal for the green and gold multi-state contest here from Civic Media. And hopefully you'll be able to have those two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay and Minnesota. Both teams are 2-1, so it looks like it's going to be another huge game coming up around Thanksgiving on November the 23rd. Saturday, November the 23rd. I should say Saturday. Sunday, November the 23rd at 12 p.m. $1,550 value. So the next 2 weeks, very exciting, great chances to win, and hopefully you'll be able to do so. And again, also check out Ho-Chunk Gaming in Wittenberg. If you haven't been there, chance to win all the time as well. Whether it's on the slots, whether it's playing some blackjack, so many different ways to win at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Wittenberg, our sponsor for the gold, for the Green and Gold contest here on Civic Media and 98.9. WXCO.
But please gamble responsibly.
Of course. Yeah. I try to do that myself. I try to when I go off to Vegas every summer. But yeah, it's a lot of fun at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Wittenberg, and a lot of fun to be able to win with the goal for the green and gold contest here. Starting
indeed
this very hour. This is the first chance. So 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 11 a.m., then 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. as well.
We better hurry with the keyword. It's only good for another 2 minutes.
That's right. And again, if you've never downloaded the app yet, it's so simple. All you have to do is go to your app store, search Civic Media, and then it's just download. It's free. We don't ask you for any money. And it's important to have because you can listen to us wherever you are, around the world. Worldwide. And of course, during the sports, we have different streams. We have our primary stream. We also have our Sports 2 and Sports 3 streams when we have additional games. And this past week on Friday night, I noticed on our Sports 2 stream for our Newman game, big numbers, great numbers. In fact, both for the Wausau West game and for the Newman Catholic game on Friday, we're
awesome.
So very happy that we had a lot of folks tuned in online on Friday night. And it was a big night of football, a couple of exciting games. But if you have not downloaded the app, real simple. Just go to your app store, search Civic Media, download the app. It's free. Then you'll be able to send in the next 30 seconds. Get that open up right now. 30 seconds to go. New, N-E-W is the keyword. Again, text that in for your chance to be part of the drawing to win our daily prize and our grand prize. Coming up at 8:22, we'll be back and talk about winning. We'll try to see if Ian can be a winner with our number for the day quiz. So yes, that's coming up. But coming up next, it's a top of the hour information update, and then more Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Well, currently here in downtown Wausau, still some overcast skies. The temperature remains in the low 60s. Right now it's 60 degrees. Expect high temperatures around 70. Plenty of temperatures in the low to mid 70s throughout the course of the week. And the weather looking very, very nice as we get to the midway point of the weekend, even through the weekend. So a lot to look forward to as we get towards the end of September. In fact, the beginning of fall, the beginning of autumn. And it's, in fact, let me see here. Is today the first day of autumn?
I thought it was the 21st, I believe.
Oh, so yesterday would have been the first day. Okay, very good. So the we are into autumn, and we are still feeling a little bit, I think, above normal. And I think the new normal is above normal. I was talking to somebody over the weekend. It always felt like it would start to get cooler earlier. But nowadays, it doesn't seem that way. But nevertheless, hopefully it'll be a great autumn. Hopefully as well, we will see Jimmy Kimmel returning to the airwaves. Over the weekend, it has been reported by Variety, the entertainment magazine, online, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Variety reports Jimmy Kimmel and Disney are working towards reaching a compromise that would allow Jimmy Kimmel Live to return to ABC. The veteran host business and legal representatives are deep in discussions with Disney and ABC leaders in the hopes of finding a path to a compromise that would allow for the return of the show. I would say...
That's a good start.
No, I would say the best compromise would be ABC, stop kowtowing to a dictator. That's what I would say is the best compromise.
That's true, too.
Stop leaning over and kissing the big behind of Donald J. Trump. There's nothing here. And you see others on Fox News, to name one, that say a whole lot worse than what Jimmy Kimmel is accused of doing on his program.
You want to censor someone, you should censor Fox News. That's a whole other story.
The show was abruptly pulled from its regular slot last Wednesday, with Disney saying only that the program would be off its schedule indefinitely. And from what we've been hearing, it's been up to this point, Jimmy Kimmel saying basically not going to be... But bending over backwards. I mean, one of the owners, a conservative group of television stations, and the owner, a conservative owner of a number of TV stations, many of which are ABC affiliates, claiming that the only way that he would put Jimmy Kimmel Live back on his stations is if Kimmel gave a monetary donation to Charlie Kirk's family. Give me a break. Paying off, that's what we're seeing way too much of right now. The payoff, the kowtowing, the going on your knees to dictators. Stop it already.
Backwards for someone who doesn't deserve it.
So, I mean, hopefully Jimmy Kimmel will stay strong, and hopefully ABC and Disney will wise up that kowtowing to fascists does not work. So we'll see what happens. We'll see whether or not Kimmel and Disney will reach a quote compromise, but I'm not a big fan of compromising with dictators. So we'll see. Box office this weekend, Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, the movie, whatever that means, at $17.3 million. Him was number two at $13.5 million. The Conjuring, Last Rites, $12.9 million. And a tie for number four, Downton Abbey, the grand finale, and The Long Walk at $6.3 million. So that is a look at the box office. And time now for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
It involves box office in a sense. That's kind of why I brought that up.
Okay.
Our number for the day involves Broadway. And I know you're a big fan of Broadway.
Awesome.
But came across a rather astonishing statistic.
Okay.
Since the pandemic, 46 new musicals have opened on Broadway.
Okay.
Costing about $800 million to produce.
Wow.
According to a Securities and Exchange Commission filing, how many of those 46 new musicals that have opened on Broadway since the pandemic have been profitable? So again, 46 new musicals have opened on Broadway.
Okay.
Costing about $800 million to produce. According to those Securities and Exchange Commission filings, How many have become profitable so far? Your choices are:
all right,
3 have become profitable, 6 have become profitable, 9 have become profitable.
Okay, not so, very high.
Nope. So that means a lot of these musicals have been opened and closed without turning a profit. And this fall's new musical offerings are rather sparse. There are just 2, one of which has only 2 people in its cast. Wow. But how many, since the pandemic, new musicals on Broadway have been profitable? 3, 6, or 9?
So the pandemic took place in 2020, right?
So yep, so basically over the last 4 years or so.
But how many have turned profitable? 3, 6, or 9?
Okay, out of 40 sets.
Out of the 40 sets. Okay, I'm going to say... final guess, I'm going to say 3. I'm going to say 3 is my final answer. 3.
Since the pandemic, 46 new musicals have opened on Broadway, costing about $800 million to produce. According to SEC filings, only 3 have become profitable so far.
I can't believe I got that right.
All right, so 1 for 1.
A good start to the week.
We'll talk curling with Jim Force tomorrow morning at 6:52. Have a good rest of your Monday.
You too, Chad. Happy Monday, everybody.
And stick around. More of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow coming up on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.